in the limelight.
The French president, Emmanuel Macron, criticized the European Commission for failing to defend the interests of its fishers operating in UK coastal waters, while his maritime minister said Paris would fight for their rights. In this regard, we have prepared for you an article written jointly by Daniel Boffey and Stevens Morris, titled British Cabinet Minister Confident Article 16 Will Not Be Triggered. The article was published by The Guardian Daily. Please stay tuned. The prospects for a deal with the EU over post-Brexit arrangements for Northern Ireland have been raised, as Michael Gove claimed the government was confident it would not need to trigger Article 16, suspecting the current deal. The cabinet minister, who has special responsibilities for the union, suggested there were sufficient signs of progress after 5 weeks of talks that the government would not need to follow through on its recent threats. Gove said at a press conference following a summit meeting of the British-Irish Council, everyone recognizes that the application of the protocol at the moment is causing some disruption to trade and is causing inconvenience, at the very least, to citizens of Northern Ireland. He said, "I do believe that there is a constructive approach that's being taken by the European Commission, and Lord Frost has signaled that while, of course, it's always possible that Article 16 may require to be invoked, we are confident that we will be able to make progress without it." It is understood Gove's optimism is not wholly shared by those more intimately involved with the negotiations, which are widely expected to run on past Christmas. But the combative language around previous meetings between David Frost, the UK Brexit minister, and the European Commission Vice President Maroš Šefčovič had been dropped as the two chief negotiators talked in Brussels on Friday, November 19th. In a statement, Lord Frost said while significant gaps remained, there was the potential to generate some momentum in our discussions. He said, looking forward, the United Kingdom's preference remains to secure a solution based on consensus. The European Commission, in a post-meeting statement, reiterated a call for a reciprocal move by Boris Johnson's government following the EU's proposal in October to cut out most checks on goods coming from Britain. The Commission added that it was essential that the recent change in tone now leads to joint tangible solutions in the framework of the protocol. But the EU did not double down on the claim made just a fortnight ago that the UK was failing to engage sincerely in the talks, nor did Šefčovič raise publicly the prospect of retaliatory moves should Article 16 be triggered. Both sides claimed that there had been progress in ensuring medicines authorized in Britain would be freely available in Northern Ireland, although there was some frustration on the EU side that agreement on that issue had not been yet found. The Commission said, "We now need to press on and get this crucial issue across the line." Frost had earlier told reporters that he had been heartened by comments on Thursday night, November 18, from the Irish Taoiseach Michael Martin. Martin said in an interview with reporters, "Where there is a will, there is a way, and I think both sides just need to knuckle down and get it resolved." Asked whether there was any prospect of a compromise solution on the UK's demand that the European Court of Justice lose its role as arbiter of disputes over EU law in Northern Ireland, Frost was conciliatory. He said, "It's not an issue that we have managed to discuss very much so far. We have very different positions, but I know," the Taoiseach said last night, "that the EU had serious intent to resolve the difficulties that we are facing, and I think that's a very good thing that we take that very seriously." Meanwhile, the French President Emmanuel Macron criticized the Commission for failing to defend the interests of its fishers operating in UK coastal waters, while his maritime minister said Paris would fight for their rights. Macron, who faces an election in April, told reporters during a visit to northern France that the UK should be forced to fulfill its treaty obligations. He said, "We did not get what we wanted. They are playing with our nerves." The French government claims it is due a further 150 licenses for vessels operating in the waters of the UK and Jersey, a British Crown dependency. The French Maritime Minister Annick Girardin told France Interradio, "We will continue to fight every day to get what should be ours, and so that those 150 licenses arrive." The Northern Ireland Protocol in the withdrawal agreement that Johnson signed keeps the region in the single market and draws a customs border down the Irish Sea in order to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. In October, the EU offered to drastically reduce the number of checks on goods coming from Great Britain to Northern Ireland in recognition of the political and economic disruption being caused. Recently, Shevchovich claimed these measures would create a type of express lane which would substantially facilitate trade between all parties. A win-win situation for all. It is a unique and completely new model for how goods can be moved from Great Britain to Northern Ireland, one that would strengthen opportunities for people and businesses alike. Frost and Shevchovich will meet again next Friday, November 26. Moreover, the war of words between the UK and France has continued, with London warning it could take legal action against Paris. Accusing the British of not respecting their agreements, Macron said, "We are going to continue to fight. We will not abandon our fishermen." Referring to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the French leader said, "I said it very clearly to Boris." Under the Brexit trade deal concluded just before Christmas 2020, EU fishing boats can continue to fish in British waters if they obtain a license. But they need to prove that they previously were fishing there, a requirement that smaller French boats lacking the appropriate technology have found difficult to fulfill. Many have failed to secure licenses from authorities in the UK or the Channel Island of Jersey. France argues the boats are well known to the British authorities and their past records are common knowledge. Macron called on the European Commission to put pressure on Jersey Island, a British Crown dependency 22 kilometers off the French coast, to accept license applications from French fishermen to operate in its waters. The French president said, "The Commission must protect us. It has to see this through, but it's moving too slowly, too weakly," adding, "If the Commission doesn't play its part, France will do it." Macron promised that France will take a position on the issue before Christmas. The dispute escalated to the point where a British fishing boat was seized by the French officials, prompting the UK to summon Paris' ambassador in London, a move that is usually made against enemies and not allies. Paris threatened London with sanctions if the issue would not be resolved by the end of November. The UK launched a counterattack, vowing legal action if Paris did not back down. Several rounds of talks between the two sides have been held this month, but have failed to resolve the dispute. Maritime Minister Annick Girardin said recently that France would continue to fight every day to get what should be ours, and so that those 150 licenses arrive. Paris is hoping to settle the fishing dispute in the few weeks that remain before its rotating presidency of the EU takes over in January, when it will have to take charge of all post-Brexit disputes.